It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Time now for the Friday Reporter Roundtable, where we talk about stories making headlines in different parts of the 21st state. Today, we're focusing on Peoria and vicinity. That's where Colin Shope is interim news director for WCBU, Peoria Public Radio. Colin, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a business story. There's a Canadian EV manufacturer set to build its first U.S. assembly plant in the Peoria area. What do you know about them and what's going to, you know, what their plans are?
Yeah, so there was an announcement from Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this month, I believe, that the Demera Corporation plans to open a manufacturing plant in our region. According to the governor, this will represent a capital investment in the region of about $31.5 million, and they expect 90 new full-time jobs. The whole thing is a part of the Illinois Reimagining Energy and Vehicles Program, which offers this Canadian EV manufacturer a nice package of incentives to operate in the area. Demera specifically manufactures and plans to manufacture in this area the Carson E-Jest, which is a zero-emission minibus. So think about the vehicles that are generally used in like the programs that transport those with disabilities and the elderly. It's like those kind of buses. The Peoria area facility is going to start out making those, and they plan to expand their models later. And we don't know exactly where in the Greater Peoria area that's going to be yet, but the Economic Development Council does tell us that they plan to start by leasing some space in East Peoria where they're going to do maintenance on their buses. So perhaps that hints towards the general area, but we just don't know until we know.
All right, let's turn to higher education now. And I guess I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, Bradley does own the license for Collins Station, WCBU, but they have no input into this segment. As I was saying, current and former Bradley University faculty are suing the school over what they allege are breach contracts and racial discrimination. This comes after budget cuts that happened in 2023. What's going on there?
That's right, Brian. So this lawsuit was filed last week in U.S. District Court for the Central District of Illinois. Essentially, it all stems from, as you mentioned, those widely reported on budget cuts in 2023. The president at the time said that the school was operating on a $13 million operational deficit and needed to cut around 10% of costs to stabilize. Those cuts came primarily from academic affairs. So this is a class action lawsuit, and I can dive into the specific classes if we want, but generally, it names specifically as plaintiffs 10 professors, 9 who are terminated or have been notified of termination, and 1 who is still at the school, as well as the Bradley chapter of the American Association of University Professors as plaintiffs, and the school as the defendant. Essentially, to boil down the argument of this 26-page lawsuit, they argued that the school, in doing these cuts and terminating these positions and getting rid of these programs, violated the faculty handbook. And the faculty handbook is a part of the employee contract for these professors. So they argue that it follows that this is also a breach of contract. You also mentioned that there is one professor who is alleging racial discrimination. They believe that their termination is related to their Arab ethnicity. They point to saying that the school, after terminating them from their position, had non-tenure track faculty teach classes that they had previously taught, non-tenure track and also non-Arab professors teach classes that they had previously taught. So as I mentioned, this is class action. They do request several things, including reinstatement of these professors, canceling the discontinuations of programs, and they request a trial at the end of the lawsuit. Obviously, class actions take a very long time generally to sort of develop in the courts. So who knows when we will see movement on this. But it does also provide in the exhibits that are attached to it a interesting first look at sort of the internal grievance process that also resulted at Bradley as a part of this cost-cutting process in 2023.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that as the case continues to unfold. briefly, Bradley has also stirred up a little controversy with its plans for an abandoned restaurant, I guess, on or near the campus. Residents in the area are not too keen on their idea. What's happening there?
So just outside of campus is an intersection called Main and University, and it is everyone has strong feelings about the Main and University intersection. Either you love it because a speed table there sort of increases the walkability and safety for everyone, or you are very vocal in the opposite direction and don't like it because you perceive that speed table as causing very long waits at those stop signs. But there's a property that used to be an Avanti's Italian restaurant right on the corner there that the university purchased back a few years ago now and announced that they planned to turn into green space after the restaurant had closed, and then they purchased the property about a year after the restaurant closing. A residential association here in the area, the Uplands Residential Association, sent a letter to the university just a little while back now, basically requesting that they disinvest from this property entirely and leave it zoned for business and not create a green space. They argue that they were not included as community members in the process of the decision of what to do with this space. Bradley University says otherwise, that they were, that many residential associations were involved. We don't know, have an exact timeline for when that green space work is set to begin. But we do know, I did reach out to the Uplands Residential Association shortly after the letter was sent and was told that they didn't wish to comment any further given new information. So we don't know exactly what that new information is. Perhaps they reached some sort of agreement. Perhaps there is another round of sort of community discussions happening. This is another, like the lawsuit, this is another wait and see where we will be monitoring what happens with this property.
Well, I'm sure we will talk to you about that before long. Colin Shope, Interim News Director for Peoria Public Radio. Thanks for sharing some of your reporting with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you, Brian.
Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about the crackdown by immigration authorities, some of the tactics they're using, some of the protest against that, and Governor J.B. Pritzker defending Illinois' sanctuary policies in Washington. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.